ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 9, text number 2. I'm supposed to give tomorrow also another half of this particular verse. Rajavidya, Rajguhyam, Pavitram, Idam, Uttamam, Pratyaksha, Avagamam, धर्म्यम सुसुखम कर्तुम अव्ययम। राजविद्या राजगुह्यम पवित्रम इदमुत्तमम प्रत्यक्षावगमम धर्म्यम सुसुखम कर्तुम अव्ययम। राजविद्या राजगुह्यम पवित्रम इदमुत्तमम प्रत्यक्षावगमम धर्म्यम सुसुखम कर्तुम अव्ययम्। राजविद्या राजगुह्यम पवित्रम इदमुत्तमम प्रत्यक्षावगमम धर्म्यम सुसुखम कर्तुम अव्ययम्। Rajavidya, the king of education. Rajguhyam, the king of confidential knowledges. Pavitram, the purest. Idam, this. Uttamam, transcendental. Pratyaksha, by direct experience. Avagamam, understood. Dharmyam, the principles of religion. Susukham, very happy. Kartum, to execute. Avyayam, everlasting. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. This knowledge is the king of education, the most secret of all secrets. It is the purest knowledge, and because it gives direct perception of the self by realization, it is the perfection of religion. It is everlasting and it is joyfully performed. This chapter of Bhagavad Gita is called the king of education because it is the essence of all doctrines and philosophies explained before. Among the principal philosophers in India are Gautam, Kanad, Kapila, Yajnavalkya, Sandilya, and Vaishvanara. And finally there is Vyasadeva, the author of the Vedanta Sutra. So there is no dearth of knowledge in the field of philosophy or transcendental knowledge. Now the Lord says that this ninth chapter is the king of all such knowledge, the essence of all the knowledge, and that can be derived from the study of the Vedas and different kinds of philosophy. It is the most confidential because confidential or transcendental knowledge involves understanding the difference between the soul and the body, and the king of all confidential knowledge culminates in devotional service. Generally, people are not educated in this confidential knowledge. They are educated in external knowledge. As far as ordinary education is concerned, people are involved in so many departments of politics, science, sociology, physics, chemistry, mathematics, astronomy, engineering, etc. There are so many departments so of knowledge all over the world, and many huge universities, but there is unfortunately no university or educational institution where the science of the spirit and soul is instructed. Yet the soul is the most important part of the body. Without the presence of the soul, the body has no value. Still, people are placing great stress on the bodily necessities of life, not caring for the vital soul. The Bhagavad Gita, especially from the second chapter on, stresses the importance of the soul. In the very beginning, the Lord says that this body is perishable and that the soul is not perishable. Antavantam ime deha nityasyokta sharirinaha. That is confidential part of the knowledge. Simply knowing that the spirit soul is different from the body and that is its nature is immutable, indestructible and eternal. But that gives no positive information about the soul. Sometimes people are under the impression that the soul is different from the body and that when the body is finished, one is liberated from the body. The soul remains in a void and becomes impersonal. But actually that is not the fact. How can the soul, which is so active within the body, be inactive after being liberated from the body? It is always active. It is eternal when it is eternally active. And its activities in the spiritual kingdom are the most confidential part of the spiritual knowledge. These activities of the spirit soul are therefore indicated here as constituting the king of all knowledge, the most confidential part of all knowledge. This knowledge is the purest form of all activities, as explained in Vedic literature. In the Padma Purana, the man's sinful activities have been analyzed and are shown to the results of sin after sin. Those who are engaged in fruitive activities are entangled in the different stages of forms of sinful reactions. For instance, when the seed of a particular tree is sown, the tree does not appear immediately to grow. It takes some time. It is the first small sprouting plant, then it assumes the form of a tree, and then flowers and fruits bears fruit. And when it is complete, the flowers and fruits are enjoyed by the persons who have sown the seed of the tree. Similarly, a man performs sinful act, and like a seed, it takes time to fructify. There are different stages. The sinful action may have already stopped within the individual, but the results of the fruit of that sinful actions are still to be enjoyed. There are sins which are still in the form of seed, and there are others which are already fructified and are giving us fruits as we are enjoying as distress and pain. As explained in the 20th verse, 28th verse of the seventh chapter, a person who has completely ended the reactions of all the sinful activities and who is fully engaged in pious activities, being freed from the duality of the material world, becomes engaged in devotional service into the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. In other words, those who are actually engaged in devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are already freed from all reactions. This statement is confirmed in the Padma Purana. Aprarabdha phalam papam kutam bijam phalonmukham krameneva praliyate vishnu bhaktir ratatmanam. For those who are engaged in the devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all sinful reactions, whether fructify in stalk or in the form of seed, gradually vanish. Therefore, the purifying potency of the devotional service is very strong, and it is called Pavitram Uttamam, the purest. Uttama means transcendental. Tamas means the material world of the darkness, and Uttam means that which is transcendental to the material activities. Devotional activities are never to be considered material, although sometimes it appears that devotees are engaged just like ordinary men. One who can see and is familiar with the devotional service will know that they are not material activities. They are all spiritual and devotional, uncontaminated by the material modes of nature. So we'll stop here. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुर्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्तु ते तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि श्रीहरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. राजविद्याराजगुह्यं पवित्रम् इदमुत्तमं प्रत्यक्षावगमं धर्म्यं सुसुखं कर्तुम् अव्ययम्. दिस् नॉलेज इज द किंग ऑफ एजुकेशन, द मोस्ट सीक्रेट ऑफ ऑल सीक्रेट्स. इट इज द प्योरेस्ट नॉलेज एंड बिकॉज इट गिव्स डायरेक्ट परसेप्शन टू ऑफ द सेल्फ बाय रियलाइजेशन, इट इज द परफेक्शन ऑफ रिलीजन. इट इज एवरलास्टिंग एंड इट इज जॉयफुली परफॉर्म्ड. So, in this ninth chapter, Krishna is teaching about the purest form of bhakti. The goal of all the different processes like Sankhya Yoga, Dhyana Yoga, has been brought towards complete attention to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the origin and cause of all causes of everything that be. Aham sarvasya prabhavo matta sarvam pravartate iti bhajante maam buddha bhava samanvita. One has to understand that Krishna is the source of everything, and everything is sustained by Him. So, there cannot be any gainful knowledge without involving Krishna. That is not called jnana. In the 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna specifically says what is jnana, what kind of activities involve in gaining that knowledge, what he calls knowledge and what he calls nescience, means ignorance, has been very well defined. So that is the process by which one can get to the knowledge. But here he is imparting the knowledge. First, that knowledge has to be glorified by complete distinction from all other. So far people are thinking by different means to achieve the Supreme. The processes themselves are not capable to reach to Krishna. at the end they have to come to the stage where they have to depend upon the mercy of the Lord, that whatever gainful knowledge that they are receiving will allow them to see the Lord face to face, so they can enter into the eternal realm of such devotional service that they were performing according to the taste. So Prabhupada also says that this knowledges are of different categories. Some is confidential, other is more confidential, the third one is the most confidential. So the knowledge about loving devotional service to him is the most confidential knowledge, and that will he will end by telling this particular process of the transcendental knowledge is that manmana bhava mat bhakta mat tyaji mam namaskur. It is so personal, so intimate, and so much dedicated, inseparable from a devotee who is performing devotional service and the Supreme Lord himself. Such connections are eternal in nature, and that what Krishna is telling, that most confidential aspect, loving relationship. Right? Unknowingly also we are related to him, because relation means to relate means to depend upon. There is a dependency, and therefore there is a relationship. It's not that the relatives are independent. Relative means one who are depending upon the non-dependent absolute origin. Then the relationship begins. So the process of devotional service must be understood, because it entails the most confidential aspect of the knowledge. Means devotional service is not a whimsical activity of a mind. Whatever he thinks he can do to serve the Lord is devotional service. No. When it is with the knowledge, and knowledge cannot be disorganized. Knowledge is a perfect medium to make us realize the truth. The absolute truth must be realized with all its perfection. So therefore, knowledge has to be given systematically. Here the word is used as avagamam. Avagamam means to be understood. But actually avagamam is also indicating a process by which we can understand. Fall into a parampara system is also called avagamam. That we need to have a complete security that we gain the perfect knowledge, a well-protective measure in a discipline is avagamam. Sometimes the one that descends to avagamam is called agama also. They have arrived agama. Because the knowledge of the Vedas lead to transcend, they are called nigama. They are called nigama. So knowledge is not material in nature. But we must know side by side according to Upanishad. Vidyam cha avidyam yastadvedo bhayam saha. Vidyayam mrityam tirtva avidyayam mrityam tirtva vidyayam amrtam ashnute. One must learn side by side. But we depend upon the process of avagamam, the disciplic succession. So, in the previous verse, Krishna is telling, idam tu te guhyatmam pravakshyami anasuyave. It sets up a qualification for a devotee. Who is qualified to receive? It is not that anybody and everybody can get the knowledge. Of course, it can be exposed to anybody and everybody, but who will receive? Only anasuyave, those who are not envious of it. So there is, in that particular word, there is the whole discipline and Vaishnava etiquette has been demanded. That we cannot transgress something. We cannot ask challenging questions. You know, we cannot ask question with an anticipated answer according to our like. Nobody can bluff. That is avagamam. So there also this knowledge is said to be most confidential. And Krishna in this second verse is calling it the king of knowledge and king of all the secrets. And knowledge can have a wide spectrum. But knowledge can also have a conclusive narrow spectrum to be found under. So in that sense, knowledge means is a broad subject matter. It must have some reference to context, it must have, you know, some backing, it must have some philosophy, it must have, because after all, absolute truth has to be explained, expounded. And then when one can imbibe, assimilate, and then become realized. So there is a system. It's not a haphazard thing. Just pay some money, get a degree, and you are knowledgeable. No. This is called directly perceptible. Pratyaksha. You can't bluff. Pratyaksha. The performance of or the practice of this knowledge will give you perceptible results and will come into your experience. Pratyaksha. It's not a make-believe thing. So, belief system doesn't have any place in bhakti. If you believe in Jesus, do you think you are called a bhakta of Jesus? No. It entails so many things about the transcendental nature of bhakti. Christians say, just believe in Jesus because He has shed His blood for your sin. So you should repent by putting your faith in Him. But where is the verification? The measure of verification is pratyaksha avagamam dharmyam susukham kartum avyayam. Susukham kartum avyayam means it must be giving some pleasure or the results which are very much satisfying. It must be mitigating all our miseries. Then there is susukham. Otherwise, it is not simply glorifying by some... No. as a practical experience. So the idea is that why it is king of knowledge? King means the topmost position. And this knowledge controls others. Funny thing, today is in all different parts of the yoga ladder or yoga system, people are professing them as a religion, but the aim is nothing but gain money and make a livelihood. But somehow or other, they all include chanting of the holy name. Without that, they cannot proceed even to their basic steps of pranayama. First you chant and then we'll see. What does it mean? The element of bhakti is the supreme most controlling aspect, or that might give some infusion, some holy vibration. Otherwise you even yoga classes will not be successful. It will be dry gymnastic exercise. So they want to add flavor. They think our main goal is money. But I was just reading today in the internet that there's a lobby creating, summiting about every different kinds of yoga practitioners to be aware. You know, the underlying yoga is just to put your faith in Hinduism. Means Christianity is a threat. That's a fact. You know, they think we are becoming Hindus, or Hinduism is invaded into the daily life of the Western civilization. Anyway, still, it is not perfect. We don't give much importance to that. Our importance is on Lord Krishna's transcendental words, because the aim of this knowledge is to realize that we are not the bodies. Not only that, it places us right in our constitutional position, and not only that, in the functionality of constitutional position, which is forever. So, if you directly get an access to this Rajavidya, you are the most luckiest person. That is called Bhagyavana Jiva. Guru Krishna Prasade Paya Bhakti Lata Bija. Bhakti Lata, Bhakti's seed contains this Rajavidya, Rajagunya. Pavitram Itam Uttamam. This word, Pavitra and Uttamam. Prabhupada gives the definition, what does it mean by pavitram. Pavitra is a state of existence of Lord Krishna. One which is not pavitra, we call it contaminated, polluted, stained, conditioned, whatever it is, you know. So, there must be a realm where the Supreme Lord is existing, and that realm is created by application of this knowledge. And in Sanskrit dictionary, there is a hell called Pavi, and one who is getting freed from that is called Pavitra. पवित्राय ते हा? तो अर्जुन इज ऑल्सो एक्सक्लेमिंग कृष्णस कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन इज टू बी पवित्र परम पवित्रम भवान पवित्रम परमं भवान पुरुषम शाश्वतम दिव्यम आदि देवम अजम विपम. सो दिस कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन ऑफ लॉर्ड श्री कृष्णा इज विदाउट एनी कंटामिनेशन. सो इट गिव्स ए प्रिमाइस टू अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट इज कंटामिनेटिंग एंड इफ दैट इज रिमूव्ड then it becomes completely pure. The material nature, the three gunas are contaminating everything, polluting everything, polluting our consciousness, creating a false ego by overwhelming of ignorance. So pavitra means transcendental. Prabhupada translate that word. Pavitra means transcendental. What is being transcended? The effects of three modes of material nature are transcendent. They get the excess. They get the excess to understand the value of liberation and after liberation pure devotional service. Tesham tvantagatam papam jananam punyakarmanam te dvandh moh nirmukta bhajante mam dradavrata. Only those who have been fortunate enough to eradicate all the sinful activities in their life, thus by becoming pure. Now, sinful activities are the effect of more of ignorance, passion, and goodness, because that is going to bind the soul. Even goodness is binding. So this must be going beyond or eradicating the effects of the three modes of material nature and establish in the transcendental nature, because it's transcending the three modes. So pavitra means transcendental. Pavitra means transcendental. So material knowledge or the knowledge of any other processes through the modes of three nature is completely eradicated. It's not necessary. One has to establish in... So bhakti will establish directly into transcendence. How to test whether one is on the threshold of the transcendence or not? By performing prescribed regulative principles of bhakti yoga. The causeless knowledge and detachment are the two products of such process, bhakti. So they are the vehicle for the living entity to become transcendental. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayatyasu Jnanam Vairagyam Chad Ahitukam. This causeless knowledge and detachment from the worldly matter simultaneously, you know, appear in the heart of the performer of devotional service to Lord Shri Vasudeva. So this is pratyaksha. It happens right before eyes. It's not a make-believe thing. So experience this. How devotees ask, how do I know that I'm advancing in devotional service? This too must be generated. And to what extent do we have? That is our measurement of advancement. Not only one, but both. You know. Because both will be generated. They cannot be separable. Oh, I am detached but I have no knowledge. It is meaningless. Huh? Oh, I know everything but I cannot detach. That's a hypocrisy. Huh? And simultaneously occurs. So we see Srila Prabhupada is expressing that Krishna is not interested to give many varieties of knowledge. Those who were not Krishna conscious, they became attracted by the flowery language of Vedas and assorted out the topics of politics, economics, sociology, all this, and they remain imperfect. They have their own branches. Even atomic theory was done by Kanad, you know, Jaimini, Karma Mimamsa, atheistic philosophers. So it does not give any satisfaction to their search for absolute truth. Philosophies are meant for discussing about the absolute truth. Here, the absolute truth is equivalent to Raj Vidya. Absolute truth can be only achieved by Raj Vidya. That is Bhakti Yoga. So, again, as explained in the 28th verse of 7th chapter, a person who has completely ended the reaction of all sinful activities and who is fully engaged in pious activities, being freed from the duality of this material world, becomes engaged in devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna. In other words, those who are actually engaged in devotional service of the Supreme Lord are already freed from all reactions. So this is the statement. Many a times we discuss that unless and until a living entity has performed some unknown meritorious activities towards devotional service, he wouldn't get a chance to continue that devotional service in this life. So everybody must have performed some meritorious activities towards devotional service. So now they are picking up and try to do the further. But here it is said that tesham antukatam papam jananam punya karmanam. So those who have completely ended reaction of all sinful activities and who are fully engaged in pious activities, being freed from the duality of this material world, become engaged in devotional service unto the Supreme Personality, Godhead Krishna. In other words, those who are actually engaged in devotional service, those who are picked up by the meritorious activities of the previous but towards the devotional service. They are already engaged. Direct access is given to them by Lord Shri Krishna. So, their sinful activity will be eradicated. That's sinful. Otherwise, one has to get rid of the sinful activity and then get the knowledge of the pure devotional service and then engage. But those who are engaging directly must have some merits. It's not an accident that you enter into devotional service, you know. Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Tara Pravartam. We have become devotees by the mercy of the Lord's energy, which might have been conveyed through directly by Srila Prabhupada or Prasadam or Lord Krishna or the mercy of a devotee. Whatever it is all Krishna's energy. You know. Now this one, Uttam, the word, Prabhupada explained why it is the topmost and why the topmost knowledge is called transcendental. The word is defined as udgataha tama iti uttama. One that transcends the ignorance altogether and establishes oneself in the light of the Absolute Truth directly. That is called uttam. So, Rupa Goswami also uses this word in Anya Vilashita Shunyam Jnana Karmada Navratam Anukulyena Krishnanu Shilanam Bhaktir Uttama. Uttam. Uttam Bhakti is concentrating on the focus of the service favorable to Lord Krishna, disregarding personal desires, and do not involve even the trappings of different kinds of knowledge, jnana, and different expertise of activities, of ritualistic activities. Forget both. You know, jnana karma dana avrutam. Only one single mindedness of anukulyena Krishna anushilanam. Anushilan means execute what Krishna instructs. Krishna is instructing us to perform the activities that will satisfy Him because it is favorable to Him. There we do not have to put our little fund of knowledge that I think this is going to satisfy Lord Krishna. Thus, Krishna has already specified what He likes, what He wants, what are His desires. So, that is the uttam bhakti. So that word has been utilized by Srila Prabhupada and explained. Anything that is called uttama, that transcends the effects of the material nature, three modes of material nature. But people call uttam means best. There is nothing, nothing in material that is called the best. But people use uttam. This is the best type of cigarette. People do advertisement. The best. Best for less. It's all cheating business. And who will be cheated? Those who are in the mode of ignorance. Right? But the best effectual understanding, and by experience that we will realize that nothing can be more than pure devotional service to Lord Shri Krishna. Devotional service, devotional activities are never to be considered material, although sometimes it appears that devotees are engaged in just like ordinary men. One who can see and is familiar with the devotional service will know that they are not material activities. They are all spiritual and devotional, uncontaminated by the material modes of nature. Is chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra a material activity or spiritual activity? Transcendental activity. Completely spiritual activity. Even you may think, oh, we use the word material chanting or mechanical chanting. Mechanical chanting. Mechanical chanting means is abhas or unintentional chanting, and so many varieties are there. But yet it can give liberation. Liberation means setting you free from the effects of the three modes of material nature. That is the power of even mechanical chanting. Some people are too much obstinate that one must chant with love and feeling, not mechanical. And they are so insistive that they become mechanical, in artificially creating the bhava. Actually, bhava develops from pure chanting. But they want to add bhava as if they have the stock in their pocket and then make it a show. How come only on their spiritual master this bhava appears and not in others? The followers are too neophytes. And yet they study the bhava first and not the spiritual process. That's the Prema Mandir coming up. Anyway, so this is a very, very important verse for the meritoriousness of pure devotional service. So we'll see other half of the purport. It is quite long, so therefore we have to split into two. So anybody has any question so far?
pay any specific method on facility to develop, to mechanical charging tools to develop the power.
To develop mechanical chanting. Oh, surely. Rupa Goswami has given you. Adav Shraddha Tato Sadhu Sangatha Bhajana Kriya Atha Anartha Nivritti Shat Tato Nishtha Tatha Ruchi Tatha Asakti Tatha Bhav Tatha Prem. The first six are called mechanical improvement, but the other three come into the category of spontaneous chanting, spontaneous serving. All the process, say, okay, get rid of all the unwanted activities in your life. Means you will have to be mechanically, you know, pushing them out, whether you like it or not. But you will have to become a mechanical person, push them out. They are not going to go automatically. And neither you can wait in the short life. So if you try to remove the unwanted things in your life, it means you will be expediting your perfection towards, you know, bhava. To remove ignorance by properly getting education is also another way. A practice involves utilizing the energy with a will to correct the situation. So, suppose if you are right now messed up with Mayavadi knowledge, so much hodgepodge, and yet you have been asking the question to purify those ill effects of hodgepodge understanding, there will be a proper Prabhu. Chant very carefully, listen to each and every syllable, finish your rounds. Meditate only on the holy vibration and nothing else in this stage. Don't think of Krishna. Don't think of Radharani. Don't think of Leela now. Just chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, and listen. That's it. And listen. That is your meditation. Of course, when you are confirmed after eradicant nishtha, then you can think of the form. Okay? But then you have to develop that divine qualities. So another process is to become knowledgeable about what are the 28 qualities, 26 qualities of a devotee. You try to understand, imbibe, and put into practice. Right? So that is a mechanical aspect, a practical aspect. Then, when you are confirmed with unshakable resolve in pure devotional service, you will start performing spontaneous devotional service. Means immediately responsive, you know, because you are very attracted to this higher taste available in the pure form of devotional service. And then, because you know the value of this devotional service, the highest, that is the bhava. So more and more concentrated bhava of your liking and everything will reveal your original nature, because after all this is all acting now in the deep of the consciousness, purified consciousness. So in this way ultimately prema will be established forever. It means it is directly interaction with Krishna. Prem doesn't mean only figurative, it is in practice. All loving relationship, loving services out of love. And there is nothing existing except love in the realm of Vrindavan. Anything else? Shri Prabhupada Gita.